relationships right. But these scriptures right here that were laid out this morning, let us apply them to our lives consistently, Lord God, helping our brothers out, touching brotherly love, Lord God. Glory be to God, bearing one another's burdens, sowing seeds in our brothers' lives, Lord God, and also coming to you consistently with our faith, Lord God, so that we can continue to, your word says, Lord God, that we are known by our fruit, and our fruit is good because we bear much fruit, good fruit all the time. We're that tree that's planted by rivers of living water. Our fruit will never wither in its seed. Our leaves will never wither. Our fruit will never stop. We will never stop bearing fruit, and our fruit is good. In the name of Jesus, I speak that over every man's life right now. If we have never been consistently applying faith to make us whole, today is the day and a new day. In Jesus' name, amen. And all those that agree, say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Y'all with me there? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Give God a praise right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just bless you, Lord God. So I don't know if there's any man on the line that has any specific prayer requests, but you know how we do. We're going to touch and agree with whatever you believe in for. And secondarily, I want to say that, of course, you know, this is the new number. I appreciate you guys getting on the line this morning. I know sometimes when change comes, it kind of throws some people off because we're still used to consistency, yes. But then sometimes we can get a little comfortable, too. Well, let's get a little uncomfortable. Give this new number out to other men. And make sure that you change it in your phone as well, and so on and so forth. But gentlemen, tune in with us tomorrow if you'd like to join us in fellowship at Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide at 10 a.m. Just go right to our website wcccw.org and look at the and look at the live from there, as well as you can go to our Facebook page, Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide. A Facebook page, and we'll be broadcasting live at 10 a.m. Excuse me, guys, my throat is dry. We'll be broadcasting live at 10 a.m. there, too. So that's about it as far as announcements I got. Brother Jay, you got anything to announce, though?
Not from an announcement standpoint, but I do have one prayer request that was brought to me. I can start to lift that up if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Our brother Frank submitted this prayer request that the brothers pray for him concerning his mom. She's experiencing some advanced stages of dementia, and we just want to continue to keep her listed. And I certainly want to add in with the prayer of that, but I'll open that up to one of the other brothers if the Lord is leading you to touch in on that outside of also giving any other prayer requests as well.
All right. Any brothers out there available for prayer? Come on, step on up. Step up to the plate. I started off, Brother Jay.
Okay, praise God.
I mean, you can follow up if you want. Father, we just come into agreement that Frank's mother, Lord God, first of all, we just decree and declare that with long life you shall satisfy her. With long life you shall satisfy her. She shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Now, Lord God, we know we have this physical mind, this physical brain, this physical frame that you've given us that appears to have an expiration date. But your word says, although our outward man perishes, our inward man is renewed day by day. We speak to Frank's mother's inner man, inner person, inner spirit, and we decree and declare that it is renewed day by day. No matter what the diagnosis of dementia says, advanced or just beginning, she has a spirit, and her spirit is alive. And we decree and declare her spirit is alive in Christ. And Lord God, no matter what comes out of her mouth that may be caused by the mental state, her mental state, we just decree and declare that her inner man is renewed day by day. So, Father, we just ask you to give touch Frank and other family members' lives that they will feed her spirit, no matter which state she's in. It appears that her mind is in, that they will feed her spirit, that it will surround her with word, it will surround her with the preaching of the gospel. that she would be renewed in her inner man, that she would be renewed in the spirit of her mind. And Lord God, we know that you are a God that changes us from the inside to the outside.
Mm.
And people will be astonished when they see that, Lord God, her mind is lining up with her spirit.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. This is not an experiment. This is your word. This is your word of truth, and your word works every time, without fail, in the name of Jesus.
Glory.
So we ask you to line people up, Lord God, and send people for her to her life to help feed her spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Jay. You can take over, bro.
Praise God. Lord, I just want to also add with my brother's prayer and release faith with him, release faith upon my brother Frank and his siblings, Lord, his other family members, dear God, that they would not lose heart during this process, that they would be encouraged by supernatural encouragement, even before they see a change, even before they see any difference, dear God. Let them grow in their trust for you, dear Lord, and not only what you can do, but what you have already done through the finished works of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I read in the account in the scripture, and one came to mind, that there was a person who had a legion of demons inside of them. And once Jesus actually touched that individual, that they said that the people came and they found that man clothed and in his right mind. And so we know that you are a God of right-mindedness. And so we declare right-mindedness upon Frank's mom right now. We don't know the inside, and that's your business. We don't know how long. We don't know what the doctors may see, or how, like Brother Walt said, whether it's advanced or whether it's just initially starting. But we do know that you are a God of right-mindedness. And we declare, through the power and dominion that you have given us, that we declare right-mindedness over Frank's mother right now. We declare peace to her mind. We declare wholeness with nothing missing and nothing lacking and nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing blocked, nothing overlooked. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just continue to give over to you, because you are still the God that through you we manifest our wholeness, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. You also hear the word of the Lord saying that she has the mind of Christ.
Yes.
She has the mind of Christ. Glory be to God. And you know, mind doesn't necessarily mean brain. It means her mindset, her attitude. So we think that she has a mind of Christ, an attitude to love the Lord, attitude to believe, an attitude to know who her Lord and Savior is. And glory be to God. Hallelujah. And people will see that. That's what matters the most. She has the mind of Christ. What matters the most is how she looks on the inside. Glory be to God. I declare her family will not be easily moved by the appearance of what's on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they will not judge her by the outside, by her actions, and by her actions caused by whatever. That's good. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise
glory,
God.
Glory, 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 glory. but that's up to them. I thank you for the good delivery of the new junior. And Father God, we thank you that we should declare and decree your wisdom in the surgeon's hands and the doctor's hands and everyone that is caring for them. Everyone that is caring for Angie, Lord God, caring for her with such love and such gentleness and caring for her, Lord God, with your caring in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now. And we thank you that the delivery is smooth and plain. We thank you the delivery is with ease and it's a sweatless victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now. I know we're not women, so we can't say what that pain feels like, but I just decree and declare that you, Lord God, that you, your joy is her strength, and that she has joy in the delivering of this new baby boy, and so does Gerald, in Jesus' mighty name, and so with everyone who is around, and everyone who would come in, who is witnessing it, in the name of Jesus, joy, exceeding joy, is taking place, not just then, but even now, until then, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that you give Angie and Gerald the wisdom for the new place and the new home that they're looking for. So this, because they go from by faith to faith. They go from glory to glory. So we thank you right now that they have written the vision and they've made it plain. You see it, Lord God. The vision will not tarry. It shall soon come to pass. And I thank you that they have written that down and they've put that and have held that petition and those requests before you. So you take their purposes and plans. You take the plans, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, that you've manifested in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Anyone else want to add to that? Go ahead. Feel free to do so.
Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, I'll add into that also. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for our brother Gerald and for his wife, Angie, and for the baby that is to come. Dear Lord, we thank you. We declare safe delivery, safe passage on all counts, not only with Angie and her delivery, but also with the baby, that no hurt, harm, or danger shall come upon them in the name of the Lord. And concerning Gerald with his new business exploits, we just thank you. And we, as his brethren, as his brothers, and keeping our brother in prayer and keeping him lifted, we just decree the creative solutions and the right spirit of entrepreneurism is upon him, that all strategies for business and business promotions will just continue to come forth in the name of the Lord. We just declare blessing and increase. We define divine connections, that the right people will step up with the right opportunity at the right time that's best for him. Favor, we declare in the name of the Lord, and restore him in any way, restore his hope, restore his confidence that you will do exceeding abundantly all that he could think or ask according to that power that is at work in him. We believe and confess the spirit of wisdom upon him, the spirit of counsel upon him, the spirit of understanding upon him, and that it rests and flows mighty upon him in all that he does in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Rosaria la Rosa de Grana.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Anybody else? Anybody else? Any prayer requests? I'm pretty silent this morning. Glory to God.
Amen.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. I don't know if I'm sorry. Who was that? Who was that? Go ahead.
This is Patrick. I've been 3 weeks with this thing, and I just need a little more strength. That's all.
I heard the Lord say, you coming out, man. It may seem weak and it may seem heavy on your flesh, but you're on your way out of it. If I would say if we can manifest it in time, I can only say like quickly. You coming out quickly, bro.
Don't be
moved by what you feel like. Yeah. You're coming out quickly in the name of Jesus.
Got it.
I want you to spend some time praying in the spirit that your mortal body is going to be quickened in the name of Jesus. Listen, even the most greatest men of faith sometimes get distracted by what goes on in the flesh. You're no lesser of a man of God or a man of faith because you feel weak in your flesh. Like sometimes that is distracting. That's why we got brothers to help us to help bear your burden. And we speaking life into you right now, speaking life into your mortal body right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we decree and declare that your mortal body is quickened, is made alive in the name of Jesus. Now the Lord says, now you continue to do what you do to edify your inner man by praying in the spirit in Jesus' name and spend some time with you. No matter how tired your flesh seems to get, Jesus looked at his disciples. He said, can't you at least pray with me for 1 hour?
Amen.
You know, he's telling us to do the same and more. Glory to God.
Amen.
Man, I feel a quickening in you right now.
Glory to God.
I got it.
Glory to God.
I got it.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Quickening.
I got that, Walt. I heard that. And not only did I hear that little brief conversation, I've been asking the Lord all week. Lord, I feel like my pilot light's out. Like my pilot light. And when you said about praying in the spirit, I felt like he turned around and said, I'll be happy to light your pilot light. You got to put some oil in that lamp. So that's what I'm going to do today.
Let it burn.
I'm going to pray in the spirit all day.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to do is just pray in the spirit. And that's how I fill up with oil.
Glory to God. And if I can tap in and allow just a little bit, and one of the things I was hearing as I was preparing this, I gave the initial scripture from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But in coming through that, I also passed by 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, where Paul said something very interesting in verse 18. It says, when he was talking about going to Thessalonica, he said, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. And what I started hearing was at his best, he can't defeat us, he can't overcome us, but what his goal is to hinder us or slow down what God is already doing inside. And so right now I'm saying the name of Jesus. We declare no hindrance, all of Satan's hindrances to the fullness and the completeness of the return, and not only strength to his body, strength to his taste buds, strength to his vigor, strength to every single area of him that he can grow and be greater in you, and that there will be no lasting hindrance in his life. And we call that to an end. We put our faith with his faith, and we take dominion over all the forces where God has given us his life to be felt in him. And we just call an end right now to any hindrance, any blockage in Jesus' name right now. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I got it.
Love it. Yeah.
Thank you, brothers.
Yeah.
You know, I've been thinking about this. Part of the reason why we don't receive is we don't believe the words that the men of God are speaking over us. And I got to be honest with you, it is really not hard to entreat when y'all are speaking word over me. I believe it, and I'm receiving it, and I'm taking it, and I'm making it high priority today. I got it.
Amen. Amen. Glory to be to God. Well, thank you for being so your spirit being so teachable, brother, and coachable, and just being able to receive. So you're in a blessed position. That's a very humble position. I mean, what's the word say? He gives more grace to the humble.
There you go.
God.
There you go. Well, bro, being flat on your back tends to humble you, I tell you what.
I heard that, bro. I'm laughing at that devil. Right? You can joke about that, but I'm laughing at that devil. He think he got you flat on your back. But
thank you. I appreciate it.
No.
Yep.
All
no,
things are
it.
Working together for the good of those
there
who love the Lord all according
there
to his
go.
Purpose. And if you study Romans 8, when he says all things working together, he's talking about read as many times as you see spirit with a capital S in there prior to that verse, you know, all things. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about, you know, the spirit the groanings come from the spirit that can't even be uttered.
Mm-hmm.
All those things.
Yeah.
All that stuff builds up to that one verse that says, and all things working together for the good of those who love the Lord, called and called to his purpose. He's talking about the Holy Spirit putting things in ordering things up in line for you right now. while the devil thinks you're on your back, you actually on your A game.
There you go.
My
praise God.
And God is on the eight. He's on his best. He's doing his best. Oh my God. He's coming out. You're out, brother. You're out the woods.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is well with my soul.
Same here, bro. Same here. God bless you, gentlemen. Love y'all. And thanks for getting on the new line and help get the word out with the new phone number, too, if you don't mind. And we look forward to seeing y'all next week. Or, you know, we still have a group text that's out there. So, you know, you still can feel free to share with that. And I think Brother Jay does what he does. If anybody's looking for the recording, I don't know if you got that, Brother Jay, on tap, but if it's available, he'll make sure he gets it out to us. But thank you so much, y'all, brothers. And have a safe holiday weekend as well. And just be safe. God bless y'all. Love y'all.
God bless now.